Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to explore songs and music about Native American tribes and culture. On another Dr. Jazz Hour, we'll look at jazz by Native American singers and musicians, but today it will be music about them. We'll get started with the Will Bradley, Ray McKinley swing band doing From the Land of Sky Blue Waters, a 1909 popular song based on an Omaha Indian love song. Somehow, it reminds me of a beer commercial when I was a kid. In 1997, trombonist Steve Touré wrote and recorded Blackfoot on the album Lotus Flower, piano by Mulgrew Miller and drums by Lewis Nash. And then on her Rodgers and Hart songbook of 1956, Ella Fitzgerald sings Give It Back to the Indians with the Buddy Bregman Orchestra from the Broadway musical Too Many Girls. We'll be right back.
he bought the Isle of Manhattan for $26 and a bottle of booze, and they threw in the Bronx and Staten. Pete thought that he had the best of the bargain, but the poor red man just grinned. Meaning okay in his jargon, for he knew poor Pete was skinned. We've tried to run the city, but the city ran away, and now Peter Minuit we can't continue it. Broadway's turning to Coney, Champagne Charlie's drinking gin. Old New York is new and phony, give it back to the Indians. 2 cents more to smoke a lucky, dodging buses keep you thin. Now New York is simply ducky, give it back to the Indians. Take all the red on the boxes made for soul. White on Fifth Avenue, Street losing hope. Big bargain today, Chief, take it away. Come you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the Indians. Bargain today, Chief, take it away. Come you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the Indians.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we're listening to jazz pertaining to Native Americans. A good time for hunting in late autumn, when it's unseasonably warm and dry, became known as Indian Summer. I've got the band The Rippingtons with Indian Summer from their 1992 release, Weekend in Monaco. In 1959, vibraphonist Milt Jackson and tenorist Coleman Hawkins collaborated on Indian Blue on their Beanbags album. Tommy Flanagan piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Eddie Jones bass, and Connie Kay on drums round out the sextet, followed by Matt Kattengub and his big band with Indian Riffs in 1986. We are enjoying Native American jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Let's continue with trombonist Curtis Fuller with one titled Algonquin, a large Indian tribe of eastern Canada who were enemies of the Iroquois and allies of the French. Done with the quintet in 1958 on Fuller's Bone and Barry album. Tate Houston on baritone, Sonny Clark piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Then Karen Allison will sing the standard Cherokee from her collage release of 1996, and from the classic bebop album by Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie of 1950, Bird and Diz, you'll hear Mohawk, Thelonious Monk piano, Curly Russell bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. And lastly, clarinet man Pee-wee Russell does the Muskegee Blues, another name for the Creek tribe, after they were forced to march the Trail of Tears.
Thank you. Indian maiden, since I first met you, I can't forget you, Cherokee sweetheart, child of the prairie, my heart keeps calling, my love in Indian maiden, one day I'll hold you in my arms and fold you, Cherokee.
Let's start this last set of Native American jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour with the Dukes of Dixieland with Big Chief, then the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra of the early 1950s featuring Brother Jimmy on saxophones doing Peace Pipe. And this program will conclude with baritone player Serge Chaloff in 1949 playing Chickasaw, a tribe from the southeast, also forced to take the Trail of Tears.
We'll be right back.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.